Good afternoon. It's just after 5:30 here on CRC FM. And as always at this time on a Monday afternoon, we have our career slot with Slea Nua Careers. And speaking with me today is Liam Horan, CEO of Slea Nua Careers. Liam, you're welcome to the programme and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie.
Now, we will discuss this week weaknesses, if that's okay with you. And how do you depict them in a job interview? Or is it a good idea to show weakness at all?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, or topic to discuss, because a lot of people going to interview tend to focus on their weaknesses more than their strengths. It's like that pang of guilt you have of, God, I hope they don't ask me this, but I hope they don't spot that. And it would be not our way of coaching people. Our way of coaching people would be very much to know your strengths, play to your strengths, and yes, you do deal with your weaknesses as well, and I'll discuss that in a moment. But, you know, by even starting at the point of worrying about your weaknesses, you're possibly giving them too much credibility because, you know, if you're going for the job, if you've been called to interview, if you feel you can do the job, it's not fearing yourself to highlight the one or two things that are maybe weak about your candidature, even though, as I said, you do need to accept them. So that's the starting point, I would say, is, you know, not every candidate, the successful candidate rarely is the strongest candidate under every single section. That's sort of Mr. Right or Miss Right and they weren't born yet kind of thing, or Miss Perfect or Mr. Perfect, you know. So not, you know, not to be that hard on yourself in terms of expecting that everything you do, everything you bring to the party should be really strong. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is that weaknesses should not be fatal things for you in a job interview. By that I mean, if you've got some serious weakness that that would undermine you completely when it comes to doing the job, well, then you're going for the wrong job. So don't put yourself in interviews where you haven't got enough of what's needed. And if there's something really glaring about your campaign, so to speak, you shouldn't be there. The second thing I would say when talking about weaknesses, so if they're at the level where they're not fatal flaws, they generally should be something you can overcome. And you can resolve to overcome weaknesses. You can talk about previous times where you have overcome weaknesses, where you've learned stuff you didn't previously know, where you have gone from being perhaps underwhelming in a certain area to being highly proficient in a certain area. You've got to show that as well, you know. So, as I said, particularly in the modern world where there's so much technology floating around, where it's an information-heavy environment we're living in, you know, lots of people have got to learn new stuff to do a new job. So don't be afraid of admitting that. And the way I would say to admit it is, if it's accepted by the interview panel, even before you get there, that perhaps you're deficient in one area, I would bring it up myself in the interview and say something like, you know, you will note from my CV or from our discussion that I don't have huge experience in, you know, in part A kind of thing. However, I do have parallel experience or some similar experience. So say, for example, it's a particular software package they're looking for. You mightn't have experience in that package, but you might have experience in packages similar to it. Secondly, I would point out, as I said, times previously when I wasn't necessarily very proficient in an area, but I committed myself to committed to learning about it, and inside 3 months I got to a very high level. And a very key, very important point to make is, you know, that if I get this role, I will set about making that weakness into a strength. And, you know, the attitude I will display in doing that will be typical of my attitude, because regularly companies hire for attitude rather than for ability. They often say, well, we can teach that. We can give somebody the skills they need in certain areas if they have the general skills. So you've got to show a willingness to learn and a real enthusiasm to learn. So your weakness can become something you can be, you know, you can use to a very good effect then by showing that attitude that you want to learn to overcome it, and that being typical of your general attitude to the work.
And as well, people have to remember the fact that we're all human and that the interviewers will have weaknesses, and they don't expect the absolute perfect person to walk through the door, do they? Or else they'd already have them working for them.
Yeah, exactly. People put a huge pressure on themselves going for interview. They expect to be perfect in how they deliver their answers and the skills they offer. And sometimes, you know, you can put a whole lot of effort into trying to cover off a weakness where you might be better off just opening the door and saying, well, look, there is a particular area that I need to improve in, and not to feel like you have to be, you know, breathless in how you deliver it, and that there can be no weakness, no chink in the armour whatsoever. Of course they can. And a good attitude to bring to an interview is that an interview is a knowledgeable chat. you're sitting there in front of them because they feel you have something to offer them. So they feel you have, they have something, that you have something they want. So you shouldn't feel subservient in an interview. You shouldn't feel like, oh God, I must be absolutely perfect here. You know, it's not the first date with the one you've been trying to date for 10 years. Don't put that pressure on yourself. You know, allow yourself to be human, to have certain strengths, to have certain weaknesses. But what overarches all of that is the willingness and the attitude to overcome the weaknesses and to make the strengths even stronger.
And not to stress out as well is a big one in terms of weaknesses, to just relax in an interview.
Absolutely. You know, nothing is to be gained by being overly stressed. You will be nervous on the day of an interview. It's inevitable because it's an unnatural environment. It tends to be an important environment, but keep it at that level. And I often talk about sports psychology in this area. If you're going into the arena wondering about the one part of your game where you're not particularly strong, as opposed to the 9 parts of the 10-part game, we'll say, that are particularly strong, you know, that's not a good way to go. So the best people in the world, the very best people in the world, have weaknesses. So why should you expect not to have one as well? So don't beat yourself up too much. Put it in the proper place. And most importantly, show the attitude to overcome it and make it into a strength in time.
Liam Horan, CEO of Slea Nua Careers, thanks a million for speaking with us today here on The Career Slot. And if any of our listeners have a question for Slea Nua during The Career Slot, or indeed they have a topic that they would like us to cover, you can text us on 087 935 0043, call us directly on 094 902 5555, email info@crcfm.ie, or you can get us at on Twitter. We are at CRC1029FM. As many of you will be considering job changes and perhaps career moves in the new year, do get in touch with us. That's The Career Slot with Slea Nua Careers here on The Grapevine every Monday afternoon.